让我们打开马太福音第二章第一节到十二节。
Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12.
嗯，请先念英文，请 David。
Okay, let's read it in English first. 一到十二节一起。Okay. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说那生来做犹太王的人在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，他来拜他。希律王听见了，就心里不安，耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安。他就召集了知识长和民间的文士，问他们说，基督当生在何处？他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说，犹大帝的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你哪里出来牧养我以色列民。当下希律暗暗的叫了博士来，试问了那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说你们去几次寻访那个小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。他们听见了王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那个星忽然之间在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星就大大的欢喜，进了房子看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那个小孩子，切开宝盒拿黄金乳香莫要为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主所指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。这段经文是讲到有几个博士从东方来到朝拜婴孩耶稣。
This passage actually records an event that takes place not on Christmas.
我们看几段经文的时候要注意有几个方面的背景。
When we see this passage, we have to first see the background of this passage.
第一呢，这里不是讲耶稣降生那一天所发生的事情。
Oh, I'm sorry, I went ahead. This passage actually records an event that didn't take place on Christmas.
所以这个不是圣诞节的故事。
So this is not a Christmas story that happened on Christmas.
因为我们看经文，描写耶稣是小孩子，不是卧在马槽里的婴孩。
Because from the passage which is read, it actually described Jesus as a boy at a boy's age, not a baby.
并且他们从如果我们看十六节，我们就晓得是希律王后来要把这个城里面所有两岁以下的的孩子都要杀死了。
Because if we see on verse 16, we see King Herod actually sends out an order to kill all the boys who's under who's were 2 years old or under.
所以这件事情这段经文的记载是不是圣诞节的事情？
So from that we can know by this time Jesus is already a boy, so Christmas has already happened.
但是我们确实发现这个是讲到有几个博士因着耶稣降生所以来朝拜他。
And then this passage records three wise men, as we read, they traveled from the east, they came to worship him.
注意这里是几个博士不是三个博士。
Oh, we also notice it's not three, but several.
你看圣诞卡里面呢都是画着三个博士三个骑着骆驼的男人
Because we always see in Christmas cards there are three wise men who rise on their camels who came to worship Jesus.
不过圣经没有说是三个只是几个
But in actual scripture, when we read here, it says several, but not the number three.
画图画不能画几个，几个画不出来的，所以画三个咯。
It's probably harder to draw many or several wise men versus three. It's fewer in number, so it's easier to draw.
所以从今以后你晓得这个圣诞卡里面的画错了不是三个。
So from now we know that whenever we see a Christmas card with three wise men, it's probably wrong.
所以我的题目是圣诞崇拜却不是在圣诞节的。
So my topic today is on a Christmas worship that didn't take place on Christmas.
我们要从几段经文看几个不同的人物。
So from the 12 verses we just read, we see several characters appear in this passage.
他们在这个圣诞朝拜的故事里面记载里面占了很重要的一个位置。
These several characters, they played an important role in terms of this Christmas worship that didn't happen on Christmas.
第一是希律王。
The first one we see is King Herod.
这几个博士来问这个希律王。
We first find out several wise men came to see King Herod.
因为希律王那个时候是管理这个犹大。
Because at the time, King Herod was the ruler over Judah.
那几个博士来问什么呢？他说：“犹太人的王圣在哪里呢？”
What did they ask? There were three wise men were asking, "Where's the king of the Jews who's to be born?"
这个对于希律王来说就是一个很大的挑战，因为他才是王。
This question to
犹太地的王应该是他，怎么又出来另外一个小孩？婴孩是王呢。
This question to Herod is very challenging and offensive because he himself is the king of the Judah at that time. So how can a child be challenging his throne?
他听见这君王出生的消息了。
So he heard this new king is about to be born.
但是对他来说不是个大喜的信息。
And this news to him is not a good news.
他没有去敬拜。
So he definitely didn't go worship this new king.
并且最后他是要出了一个命令要把耶稣杀死了。
And then we see later in verse 16 that he even sends out a order to kill all the possible new kings that might come.
希律王代表那些在圣诞节里面不去敬拜的人。
So in today's world, King Herod represents still today. You know, there are so many who still rejects Jesus.
希律王代表有一些人，他们不但去不敬拜耶稣，并且反对耶稣的人。
Not only did they not go to worship the king, but also he plots against those who want to go.
在我们这几天，我们快乐过我们的圣诞节。
In the past several days, we just spend several happy days in Christmas.
我们又吃大餐，在家里，在外面。
We probably ate a big meal with our families.
我们收了好多礼物。
We receive a lot of gifts.
你想想你拿到你收了什么东西啊？你心里会一定很快乐，对吧？
We can kind of reflect back now on what did we get this Christmas. It probably made us a little happier.
我们也非常敬虔，我们也来教会做礼拜啊，纪念耶稣降生。
We're also very godly. On Sundays, we still come to church to worship Christ.
但是世界里面有好多地方却不是欢迎耶稣的。
But in today's world, there's still so many places who's not welcoming Jesus.
有好多国家根本没有过圣诞节的。
There's many nations which doesn't celebrate Christmas at all.
有些国家虽然庆祝圣诞节。
Although many nations do celebrate Christmas.
但是他们圣诞节没有耶稣。
But their Christmas is without Jesus.
只有圣诞老人。
It's only with Santa Claus.
只有圣诞树。
It's with Christmas trees.
只有在商场里面卖东西。
It's in shopping malls, which trying to make a sale and sell you more stuff.
有些国家把耶稣赶出他们的国会去了。
Some nation even drives Jesus out of their Congress or their Supreme Court.
他们把耶稣赶出他们的学校去了。
Or their schools.
他们把耶稣赶出他们整个生活当中去了。
Or out of their lives as far as they could.
有好多基督徒还在受苦。
We know also, in many places there are still Christians who are suffering for their faith.
如果你看新闻。
If we look at the news.
你就会发现整个世界有好多基督徒受好多的苦。
We know that around the world, there are many Christians who are suffering for their faith.
有些基督徒，就因为他是基督徒，给砍头了。Yeah.
There are even Christians who are beheaded because of their faith.
有好多基督徒女孩子，因为她要成为基督徒，她要嫁基督徒，也受苦了。
There are also young girls who are Christians because they want to marry a Christian.And they, therefore, they were persecuted and suffered for their faith.
每一年超过150,000的基督徒为主耶稣殉道。
There's around 150,000 Christians around the world today who die because of their faith each year.
有好多地区，基督徒因为太少了，所以受整个社会的欺负，他们。因着耶稣受苦。
In many areas, Christians are few in numbers, so therefore they're facing social exclusion and pressure.
有些小孩，有些少年，因为他是基督徒，也不给上学。
There are also instances of youngsters who, because they're Christians, they can't even they won't be allowed to go to the local school.
因为他是基督徒，所以拿不到工作。
Some workers, because they're Christian, their faith, they can't even get a job.
有好多地方的宣教士。
There are also many Christian missionaries.
他们是从另外一个地方来到工厂里面。
They leave their home countries to go to the field, the mission field.
他们虽然有一个大喜的信息。
Although they have a good news to spread.
但是对当地人不把他们看作是传扬。大喜信息的人
，But the locals they don't welcome their message.
希律王代表在圣诞节里面不欢迎耶稣的人。
So in this passage, King Herod represents all these examples that we just gave.
希律王代表那些反对耶稣的人。
King Herod represents those who are against Christ.
第二个人物我是第二类的人物。
We also take a look at the second character.
这个是知识和文士。
who are the priests and the scribes.
希律王因为听见这几个博士的问题啊，犹太王在哪里？
King Herod heard this news or this question from the wise man. Where is the king of the Jews?
他就去问。
So,
King Herod went to ask. 祭司和文士了。
So King Herod went to ask the priests and the scribes.
他们是最熟悉圣经的了。
Because at the time, the priests and the scribes, they know about the Bible.
所以当希律王问基督生在什么地方的时候，他们都还回答。
So when the king asked them, where was this Christ going to be born? So they offered their answer.
君王犹大的君王生在伯利恒城。
And they replied, the king was to be born in Bethlehem.
因为有先知的预言就说犹大的君王生在伯利恒。
They could give this answer because the answer was in the Old Testament Bible.
你晓得这段经文在哪里出来的？
Do you know where they were referring to in the Old Testament?
你也参加主日学咯，对啊。
Do you all go to Sunday school?
你也很熟悉圣经咯。
We all know about the Bible.
但是我看不是每一个基督徒就是读这个马太福音第二章就晓得犹大的伯利恒啊，你在犹大居城中不是最小，这段经文出在哪里？
But,
除非你有这个串珠了啊 ，concordance 的啊，
Yeah, but I think a few Christians actually know about where the reference of this passage is, unless your Bible is a concurrence Bible.
好多人都不晓得这个是弥迦书五章二节的。
Not that many people know the verse actually came out of the book of Micah.
但是这些知识文士他们很熟悉圣经。
But King Herod asked the scribes.These are the group of people who know the Bible from inside out.
所以一问他们就能够回答。
So when King Herod asked the question, they replied with the right answer.
他晓得在伯利恒，耶稣生，这个基督生在伯利恒。
They knew exactly where the Christ was born in Bethlehem.
但是对他们，对这个知识与文士来说。
But to the priests and the scribes.
他们晓得基督生在伯利恒这个事情跟他没有什么直接关系。
Even though they knew the fact, they knew the teachings of the Bible that Christ was to be born in Bethlehem, but this fact does not change or impact their lives at all.
他懂得这个预言，他懂得圣经，但是圣诞节这个本身这个事情对他们来说只是书本上面的事情。
Even though they knew about exactly where Christ was to be born, but this knowledge is only a head knowledge. It's only on the Bible. To them, it doesn't offer them anything.
基督生在伯利恒，对跟他有什么关系呢？没关系，因为他不是很高兴啊，他没有反应啊，没有行动去敬拜啊。
Because they don't have any action, you know, when they heard or even they knew exactly where the king was to be born, they're not going to worship the king.
他们继续过他们每一天平常的生活。
They still remain their own lives just as usual.
他只是把圣经里面的资料回答给这个外邦的希律王。
They just offered a simple fact answer to non-Jewish king.
他对他们对他的生命一点关系都没有，一点影响都没有。
Yeah, this knowledge does not have any impact in their own lives at all.
但很熟识圣经的事情，很晓得圣诞在什么地方发生，但是圣诞的出现对他们一点影响都没有。
Even though they know about Christmas, even though they know about this king who's about to be born, but this knowledge does not impact them at all.
他们懂得这个圣经，不但对自己没关系，连对其他人也没有什么帮助。
And this knowledge does themselves no good, but to others, this knowledge has no benefits either.
这只是回答他希律王，然后就事情就过了。
They just answered the king, and then the thing, this event passed.
今天有好多基督徒，也好像这个知识语文是一样。
And much like these priests, many Christians today are also the same.
我们去每一年都读一下有关耶稣降生的故事。
Every year during Christmas, we read or we learn about Christ being born.
我们很熟识圣经，因为我们参加查经班啊，主日学啊，读好多书啊，也买好多圣经，也买好多注释书啊，一大堆啊。
And we also have studied much on the Bible. We go to Sunday school, we go to Bible studies.
我们也背经句，也唱诗歌。
We try to memorize Bible verses. We try to sing hymns.
但是有一些基督徒道理听是听了不少了，查经是查了好多了，主日学也常常去了。
But many Christians, even though they went to many Bible studies, they know a lot about the Bible.
但是圣诞节对他的来说只不过是每一年的圣诞节而已。
But Christmas is just a holiday.Every year.
如果我们真的觉得圣诞节是大喜的信息，
If we truly think, we truly know that Christmas is a good news,
我们应该对这个耶稣降生这件事情应该是很紧张、很开心、很热情的。Yeah.
And we should be passionate about Christ being born.
耶稣基督降生为着要拯救世界的罪人，我就是罪人。但是我是蒙恩了的罪人。
Because Christ born to save sinners, and I myself, I'm a sinner, so therefore I need to be personally saved.
所以我要去敬拜耶稣。
And that's the reason why I need to go worship.
我要传扬耶稣。
Go to worship Christ.
特别在世界的人要过圣诞节的时候，我更应该把抓紧这个机会，把耶稣降生的意义告诉他们。
Especially during Christmas, we should tell them about the real reason for Christmas.
这个应该叫我们很兴奋，叫我们按不住，我们一定要传讲。
This news should get us excited. It should, fuel us to tell others about Christ.
如果真是有天堂，
if there's truly a heaven,
如果真是有地狱，
if there's truly a hell,
如果耶稣真的能够把我们从罪恶里面拯救出来，
if Jesus is truly the only salvation out of sin for us,
我们怎么能只是唱唱圣诞歌，平安夜就平平安安就过去了？
Then how can we just sing Silent Night and let the night pass?
然后 Silent Night, every night is Silent Night. silent on evangelism. 平安安静就过了。
Yeah, so he just spoke English.
如果我们真的相信耶稣就是君王，
If we truly believe that Jesus is the true king,
是我们生命的主，是我们的救主，
and he is the Lord of our lives,
只有耶稣才能够叫我们的永恒的祝福，
and the only way for our souls to be in eternity is through him.
我们怎能不和世界的人一同分享这个大喜的信息？
Then how can we not go tell others aboutthe good news of Christ.
第三个人物就是那几个博士。
And then we take a look at the several wise men who appeared in this passage.
他们不是犹太人。
First, we know that they are non-Jewish.
他们是从东方来的。
They came from the East.
大概他们是从波斯或是亚拉伯，就是现在中东的地方。
Maybe they came from Persia or Arabia.The Middle East nowadays.
他们要来朝拜犹太人的王。
But they came, they wanted to come to worship the king of the Jews.
他们带着礼物来。
And they bring their own gifts.
因为他们看见他的星。
Because they had seen his star.
这几位博士代表那些很想认识基督耶稣的人。
These several wise men, they represent those who truly want to know Jesus.
他们从远方看见耶稣基督的星。
Because they seen the, his star from afar.
他们晓得犹太人君王降生了。
And they knew a king is to be born.
他们 非常认真这件事情。
This event to them is very, very important.
他们很想去朝拜他。
And they truly want it from out of their hearts, they want to go worship him.
所以他们特别从东方来到伯利恒。
So that's why they traveled all the way from the east to Jerusalem. Oh, to Bethlehem.
他们要因为心灵里面兴奋，有他们晓得这个是大喜的信息。
Because the good news, this good news really gets them excited to go on such a long journey.
那有些时候我们觉得好像这样想真正了解耶稣降生的人不多。
But sometimes we think those who truly want to know Christ, these people are few in numbers.
那当我们信了耶稣以后。
Especially when we ourselves, we become a Christian.
我们就很忠心来做礼拜，来聚会。对。
And then we come faithfully to worship and to study the Bible.
所以我们常常聚会，不可以停止聚会。
We come to church gatherings.
然后因为常常聚会，所以认识的人都是基督徒了。对。
And because we always come to church, it turns out, tends to be our circle of friends, our relationships around them, around us, we're all from church, we're all Christians.
我们每一个礼拜天见到的都好朋友。
On Sundays, we
都是基督徒，对。
When we see our good friends, they're all Christians.
越爱主，就越是只有基督徒，基督徒的朋友越多。
It seems like the more godly we become,The more Christian friends we have.
所以我们看见都是信了耶稣的人了，对。
So therefore, our social circle became all Christian.
那有些时候我们以为。
And sometimes we think.
所以我们看不见有没有信耶稣的人了，对。
Sometimes we think, oh, they're in my circle of friends, they're all Christians. There's no non-Christian friends in my contact.
所以越爱主就越难传福音，都因为没有。不信主的人嘛，对啊，朋友嘛。
So it becomes a sad fact that, you know, the more godly we become, the more difficult for us to share the gospel because there's.
我们以为，哎呀，另外那些人，我们传过了，他也不来教会，他也不喜欢听我的电话了，因为我常常打电话就叫他来听布道会了。
Sometimes we feel like, this one non-Christian friend, I have called them so many times.He doesn't respond, therefore, I'm kind of giving up on him.
所以他们也不来跟我们来往。
And sadly, our relationship with that friend who doesn't respond to us, kind of become distant.
当然了，因为你打电话每一次都是叫他来聚会，而不是请他去吃大餐。当然他不来了，对。
Oh, maybe because every time when we call this non-Christian friend, we always invite him to some type of Christian gathering rather than just fellowship, just have a meal with him.
平常你不好好关心他，只是教会有什么布道会的时候你去才找他，他说你是来找我去你的教门而已，对啊。
We failed at becoming a friend with him, befriend to him just like an average friend rather than we always call them during Sunday worships or at a missional gathering.
其实有好多人他真的想晓得耶稣是什么，信耶稣是一个什么的事情。
And also in fact, there are many people who does have the longing for Jesus.
有些人真的不明白为什么礼拜天你什么地方都不去。你就来去做礼拜。
And there are people who really wonders about why Christians always go to church on Sunday and not do something else.
你这个足球赛你也不去看，这个大餐你也不来参加，各种各样的活动你都不来，就是要说要去教会没时间，对。
So our non-Christian friends might have the question, you know, on Sundays, you Christians don't even watch football games or you don't go out and have fun. Why do you always go to church?
不过他又不好意思要说我要跟你来看看。
But the non-Christian friend might be kind of intimidated or he might be shy to ask, maybe I should go to church with you.
你寂寞神圣。 啊啊，我这样的一个这么世俗啊，怎么可以跟你去礼拜堂呢？
Our non-Christian friend may think, oh, you're just too holy for me. I'm so worldly, you know, we're not even on the same playing field.
他们其实就等我们去跟他就一直等，让我们讲给他听，为什么我们这样迷耶稣，对呀。
Maybe they just need the non-Christian friend, maybe he or she just needs us to tell him personally rather than inviting him to a church gathering that why are personally ourselves, well, why does Christ mean so much to me, to myself?
有好多人他也愿意来教会。有好多人也愿意来教会。
And there are people who like to come to church, they enjoy church.
教会的聚会时间跟他有冲突的。
But the church gathering time might be in conflict with his or her schedule.
他要上班。
Because he might want to work on Sundays.
你们就聚会了。
And you Christians have to be at church at worship.
我们现在在做礼拜的时候。
When we're worshiping now?
有些人在餐馆的人他就在厨房里面切他的洋葱啊大蒜啊牛肉啊。
There are people
楼下做那个干炒牛河给我们对。
There are people who work at restaurants who cook our favorite dishes and meals for us who can't come to church because they have to work on Sundays.
有一些老人家在老人院里面。
And there are also elderly who stay in elder homes.
有些病人在医院里面。
There are patients who stay in hospitals.
有些囚犯在监牢里面。
There are prisoners who stay in jails.
他们都很孤单
They're very lonely.
特别在圣诞节新年这些节期当中
Especially during Christmas and the holidays.
他们正盼望有人去看他们
They
anticipate, 探访他们
They expect, they long for someone to go visit them.
当我们都拿到我们圣诞礼物的时候
When we got our Christmas gifts every year.
当我们跟我们的亲戚朋友弟兄姐妹高高兴兴在一起的时候
When we are happily joined together with our Christian brothers and sisters.
一些孤单的人就在医院、老人院、监牢或是其他地方，他们没有办法来与我们认识耶稣。
Those who are lonely, who are in elder homes, who are in hospitals, who are in jails, they are the ones who can come to church to share our fellowship and to find out about Christ.
这几个博士就代表这样的人。
The three, or the several wise men here represents these people who have that void in their heart for Christ.
这几个博士终于来到找到耶稣了。
These several wise men finally came and found Jesus.
他心里愿意去朝拜耶稣。
And their hearts were ready to worship, to bow down to.
他们要带礼物来送给耶稣。
They brought their own gifts to present to Jesus.
他们去找一些人帮忙，怎么样去找耶稣？
They found someone to help them to how to find Christ.
他先找希律。但是希律王是反对耶稣的。
They first came to King Herod for help, but we all know King Herod is against Jesus.
他然后去这个祭司文士认识圣经，却不能帮助他。
And then we also read about the scribes and the priests, even though they knew about Jesus, exactly where was he going to be born, but it doesn't matter to them.
但是有一样事情可以帮助他。
But there's one more.Character that could help the wise man.
他们看见那个星，天上的星。
And that is the star.
在东方，他看见这颗星。
Even from the east where they came, from their origin, they saw the star.
然后现在他人来到犹太地的时候，他们再一次看见那个星。
When they came near Bethlehem in the land of Judah, they saw the star again.
这个明星照亮。把他们带到耶稣的房子。
And this star, this bright star, really guided them to where Jesus exactly was.
他们来朝拜耶稣。
They came to worship Jesus.
他们奉献，把礼物送给耶稣。
They came to present their gifts to Jesus.
然后他们朝拜完了，他们就从另外一条路 回家了。
And we also find out after the worship is finished, they also took another route to go back home.
意思说他们经验过耶稣的经验，他们与耶稣相遇以后，他们生命改变，他们走另外一条路，不从原来的路走了。
And from this passage, we can infer that after the meeting with Jesus, after the encounter with Jesus, something changed in the wise men's lives. So they're no longer going back to their old ways, their old path.
人遇见耶稣有一个新的开始。
So when we come to Jesus, there's always a new beginning.
因为走一个新的路。
There should be a new route.
对世界有一个新的看法。
There should be a new perspective onto the world.
是谁让这些博士有这样的改变？
Who give the wise man this type of change?
是明星把耶稣把他们带来找耶稣的。
It was the bright star that guided them to Jesus.
今天我们世界需要这些明星。
In today's world and as well as us, we all need such star.
罗马书告诉我们，保罗告诉我们，如果没有传道，怎么能信他呢？
In Romans chapter 10, verses 14 to 15, we found out from Paul, then how can they call on the one who they have not believed in?
如果我没有蒙呼召，我们怎么能勇敢出去呢？
And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard?
如果我们不去奉差遣去做神要我们做的工作，人家怎么能够信呢？
And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they're sent?
但是如果你注意这个明星的亮光，
But if we focus on the star's light,
明星的亮光来自另外一个源头。
We know that the star's light, the source is not the light.
因为耶稣的真光照亮，所以明星反照耶稣基督的光芒。
We know the light of the source is Jesus himself, and the bright star is only reflecting on Jesus.
只有当我们与耶稣生命接触，给耶稣改变，我们才能够成为明星。才能够让世界的人晓得信耶稣多好。
It's only when we ourselves experience this light, this source, this origin, of Jesus himself, then we will be like the wise man, our lives will be changed.
让我们每一个礼拜天来教会的时候。
Our lives will be changed to reflect, Jesus' light. Every Sunday when we come to church.
让我们领受神的话。
When we hear about God's word,
让我们生命得到改变。
When our lives get to be changed,
让我们每一次回家的时候，
when every time we go
home, 我们生命有一个新的看法。
Our perspective will be changed. We'll get a new perspective on our own lives.
让我们有一个新的生活。
We should have a newer life.
让我们走一个新的路。
A new route.
让人看见我们是一个新的人。
Let others, our non-Christian friends, to see.
让我们生命反照耶稣的荣光。
And our lives reflect on Jesus' true light.
也让我们每一次来做礼拜的时候，带着我们的礼物来。
Every time when we do come to worship, we just like the wise man, we present to Jesus our gifts.
把我们的支票带来。
Like our checks, our offerings.
我们教会还没有收 credit card 所以带你的支票来，带你的钱来，带你的心来。
We should present to God our checks as well as our offerings, but more importantly is our heart.
让我们领受耶稣的荣光。
Let us receive God's or Jesus' light and glory.
也让这个荣光带领好多人一同来敬拜。
And let this glory, just like the star, bring more people to church.
今天圣诞节还有好多希律在世界。
In today's world, unfortunately, there are still many King Harolds in today's world.
在圣诞节里面有好多教会。还有好多知识与文士。
And in our churches, unfortunately, in many churches, we still have many scribes and priests.
在这个世界，没信主的世界，却是真的有至少有几个博士。
But in this world, even though, even in the non-believing world, there's still many wise men who try, truly try to see.
有好多人看见基督徒过圣诞，他们说是什么一件事情？他们愿意来认识耶稣。
And there are people who truly want to find out about what this faith is about.
但是需要明星把他们带到耶稣面前。
But themselves, just like the wise men, they need the bright stars to guide them to church to find Jesus.
你要成为明星吗？
Do you, all of you want to be this bright star?
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，因为你差遣你的儿子耶稣基督来到世界。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your son Jesus to us.
主耶稣基督来，不但是来到马槽。
Jesus came not only to the manger.
他要来到拿撒勒。
He came to Nazareth.
他要来到十字架加勒山。
And Jesus came to this cross.
耶稣要把生命献上，成就救恩。
And Jesus himself offered his own life to accomplish salvation for us.
以知道我们的就新的生命。
So therefore, we ourselves today, we can receive this new life.
求主耶稣让我们真的看见，这个才是真正的圣诞信息。
Lord, help us to see that this is truly the true Christmas gift.
让我们每一年过圣诞的时候，真的感恩耶稣基督的救恩。
So let every Christmas that passed, that ourselves, we truly have a thankful heart for what Jesus has done for us.
让我们不但在圣诞节的时候传扬这个大喜信息。
And help us not only to spread this good news during Christmas.
让我们每一天都可以如同过圣诞节一样，来一样过圣诞。
And let our every day be Christmas. In terms of how we share about you.
让人家看见耶稣基督。
And let others around us to see you, Jesus Christ.
让我们成为明星，照亮这个世界。
Help us to be the bright stars who can shine onto this world.
奉主耶稣基督祷告。
We ask all these in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.